Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, man, I got a question for you.
Sure, I'm ready.
Have you ever eaten bugs? You know, like chocolate-covered ants or...
No, not on purpose, no.
Crickets?
Sometimes on a run, I'll swallow one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Worm in the tequila?
No, never. You?
I've never had any... No, I'm same as you. I've had some bugs, like, just fly in different orifices and... couldn't get them out, but
it's a funny word.
Yeah. But no intentional bug eating on my part.
Okay.
Yeah. Leviticus chapter 11. This doesn't happen very often, but I'm starting out.
Leviticus?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Verse 20. You must not eat winged insects that walk along the ground. They are detestable to you.
Amen.
Yeah. You may, however, eat winged insects that walk along the ground and have jointed legs so they can jump.
Okay.
The insects you are permitted to eat include all kinds of locusts, bald locusts. That's funny. Crickets and grasshoppers.
Wait, let me get my pen. Hold on.
Yeah.
Locusts, bald locusts, crickets, and grasshoppers.
All other winged insects that walk along the ground are detestable to you. What is the point?
It's in the Bible.
Crickets are okay. That's what I want to talk about today. Crickets. I don't mean eating the bug, but I mean crickets as in that awkward silence. So in the New Testament, you have Paul, the apostle, who he was surrounded by a mob. And it was so bad that the soldiers came and trying to sort things out and figure out what's going on. But there's all kinds of noise. The crowd is shouting, kill him. And it's a pretty bad scene. The soldiers get him out of the scene and kind of into a building.
Mm-hmm.
And it says Paul stood on the stairs and motioned for the people to be quiet. He addressed them in their own language. Soon a deep silence enveloped the crowd. Okay, so what I really like about that is the loud chanting happened to be pretty bad for Paul.
Like, yeah, you know, kill him.
Exactly. And when it talks about a hush or a silence going over the crowd, it's like they're going to hear now. They're going to listen. They're going to, you know, consider what he has to say. So in that moment, crickets was a really good thing.
Right.
I think there's stuff about awkward silence that we don't like. We don't like stuff about crickets because it means that we don't know what's happening. It's ambiguous.
Yeah.
So, for instance, if there are cheers, we know. We know what's happening.
Did something right.
Yeah. If there are boos, we know.
Oops.
But crickets, we have no idea what's really going on. So, Andy, if you were doing a comedy routine, would you rather have boos and hecklers or crickets?
That's a tough choice, man. I guess you're at least getting something when you're getting a boo or a heckle.
Yeah.
Maybe I could build off the heckle.
Uh-huh, right, exactly.
The silence in a comedy routine, I think that'd be death.
Yeah. A great comedian actually responds to a heckler and uses it to their advantage. So most of the time, we just don't like crickets, you know. But I guess what I wanted to introduce was the thought that crickets are okay. You know, in church life, sometimes we can gauge how was a service, how was worship, how was the message received based on the level of noise or interaction, you know?
Yeah.
Laughter,
right.
Amens, that kind of thing. And what I've really come to realize is that if someone's really thinking, like the crowd, the mob that was listening to Paul for a moment, if they're really thinking, you can't be super noisy and think at the same time. So sometimes crickets is a really good sign. Depeche Mode in 1990 had a song called Enjoy the Silence. And I think that's a difficult discipline for us to actually enjoy those moments of quiet. Sometimes there's more happening when there are crickets than when there's lots of noise.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to encourage you to learn to enjoy the crickets, enjoy the silence. Ebb and flow is good. All noise all the time isn't really accomplishing much.
Hmm.
Have you ever been in a service, this is kind of church stuff now, but where there's so much talk back that you wonder, is anyone really listening? Are we just on, you know what I'm saying? I've been places before where it's like so many, wow, like just so much talk back that I'm kind of like, I don't know if you're actually processing anything.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So ebb and flow is good. All noise all the time isn't accomplishing much. Some crickets is good. And so don't be freaked out by that. Of course, we don't want crickets all the time. If it's all silence, nothing's happening either.
Man, that's scary.
Yeah. Crickets are okay.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.